श्री भगवान उवाच मैया सप्तमना प्राच्य युगम जिंजन मदात्र असंशय समग्र माम जथा गैस से शिव कृष्ण कृष्णा भगवान दि सुप्रीम भगवान मीन्स भग मीन्स ऑपुलेंस जस्ट लाइक ही यूज द वर्ड भगवान फ्रॉम दिस भाग अक्षुन कम्स फ्रॉम द वर्ड भग So, personally, the Supreme Bhagavan or Bhagavan. Bhagavan is never unfortunate. If somebody claims that he is Bhagavan, but Bhagavan is never unfortunate. He is always fortunate. Sarayati Bhagavan. There are six kinds of opulences. Each one possesses in full is called Bhagavan. There is many. So, several times explained, Vaisajyasya samagrasya, Vijasya dasasya sriya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He is the proprietor of all wealth, Sarva-rupa-maheswaram, he is the proprietor of all the planets, all the universes. So who can be fortunate than him? Bhoktaram jagadavasam sarva-rupa-maheswaram. If you have got 1 lakh shillings or 10 lakh shillings, you think you have become very rich. But Krishna says, sarva-rupa-maheswaram. I am the proprietor of all the planets. So who can become richer than me? Therefore, he knows. The highest rich man, the richest person, is called Bhagavan. Nobody can claim that he is the richest. That is not true. So one who claims that I am the richest. Nobody is equal to me, and nobody is greater than me. He is Bhagavan. Mattap parataram nanyat kinchi jasidham. Nobody is greater than me. That is Bhagavan. Bhagavan cannot be so cheap that anyone can claim that I am God, I am Bhagavan. That is cheating. He must prove, first of all, that he is the richest of every. Not only richest, Vaisajyasya samagrasya bijyasya, in strength of. Bijyasya jatasa, also reputation. Now, Krishna is, at least, in this material world, in this planet, now everyone knows Krishna. Who is such a person? He is so famous all over the world. Especially since we have started this Krishna consciousness movement, anywhere we go, they chant Hare Krishna. As soon as they us see us. Our man, jokingly or seriously, they chant Hare Krishna. When I was first coming to Nairobi from London, the plane stopped at Athens at 12 o'clock at night. So we got down and was in the public room. And some young man immediately began to chant, Hare Krishna, at 12 o'clock. So Krishna is so famous. At 12 o'clock, in a trance, who is such a person living before? This is Bhagavan. Aishajyasya samagrasya vijyasya jasasa. Jasa means reputation. He is so reputed. Anywhere, Krishna is known. Jasasa sriya. Sriya, beauty. Krishna is so beautiful, nobody can surpass him. Kandatpa koti kamaniya visesha sobham. Although he is blackish, but he is so beautiful. He enchants the most beautiful, rather. So, Aisha jasa samagrasya vijasa jasa sa sriya. Sri means beauty. It's so beautiful. Therefore his name is Krishna. On account of his beauty, he attracts everyone. Beauty attracts. So, nobody can be more beautiful than Krishna. Aisha jasa jasa sa sriya. Jnana. Not only he is beautiful, it's like a flower, very beautiful to see, but no good smell, no aroma. He is this. So Krishna is not only beautiful, but he is the most wise. His book, Bhagavad Gita, 5,000 years ago, he spoke. It's still big, big scholars, religionists, philosophers, they are studying. This is called jnana. Aishajyasya samagrasya vijyasya jasasya sriya jnana. And vairagya. Vairagya means renouncement. So, Krishna claims that he is the proprietor of all the prayers. But, if you think, where is Krishna, let me find out, he is the proprietor. That you cannot find out. Vairagya. Although he is the proprietor of all the planets, you won't find him within this material world. Although his authority is going on. Just like the president of your country, he is not to be seen everywhere, but his authority is going. Mastani sarvabhutani naham tehu avasita. Everything is situated on Krishna's opulence. But not that you will find Krishna there. You will find Krishna there when you are advanced. Otherwise, you will not find. Mastani sarvabhutani naham tejavati. Krishna, in Krishna is situated. Everything. But still you cannot see in Krishna. Unless you have got eyes to see. But that is Krishna consciousness movement to give you the eyes to see Krishna everywhere. So how this thing can be done? So, if you are serious, then you can see Krishna. So that Krishna is advising in this verse, in the 10th chapter, or throughout the whole Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is instructing us how to understand. That is our only business. This human form of life is meant for understanding Krishna. Because we are very thickly related with Krishna, just like father and the son. This relation cannot be broken. Maybe son is out of home. Son may have forgotten. But Krishna, the Supreme Father, he does not forget. He comes. Jada jada hi dhanmasta jnani bhavadivara. tadātmānam sujāmiham. So Krishna is so glad that he has come to explain himself what he is. We should take advantage of it. Because this human form of life is meant for understanding Krishna. Athātam brahma jignyāsa. That is Vedanta Sutta. Now you should inquire at the absolute truth. In Bhagavata also it is said, jīvasya tattva jignyāsa nasteha jatkarma hi. Jīvasya, all living entities, especially the human being, his only business is inquire about the absolute note, Krishna. But we are missing the opportunity. Nature has given us the opportunity, possessing this human form of body, after evolution, 8,300,000 different types of body. But there is no cultivation of this knowledge, how this evolution is taking place, how many different species of life there are. We can see, but we don't see very seriously. I see there is a tree in front of my house, and it is also a living entity. I am also a living entity. I have got a very nice house, apartment, living very comfortably. And the other living me, the tree, a few yards from me. He cannot move an inch. He has to stand up in scorching heat and cold. He cannot protest. If he cut, he cannot cry. Of course he feels, but he cannot do anything. This is also life. And I am also life. So why these differences? But they do not consider how he has got this life and how I have got this life. There is no university education. Where from they are coming? No knowledge. Still, they are passing on. Great scientists, great philosophers. This is the position. So, our real business is to understand Krishna. So, Krishna is explaining himself. Then there is no difficulty. If you want to know me, you can imagine so many things. Samiji may be this, Samiji may be that, like this, like that. They are all imperfect. But if I tell you about myself openly, that I am like this, then your knowledge is perfect. So everyone says there is no God. Somebody says God is there, but he has no form. And somebody says, yes, he has any form, he likes, imagine any form. In this way, speculation is going on all over the world. Actually, they are not interested in God. That is a plain, simple thing. They do not want to know God, and they think there is no need of understanding. But there is the only need to understand God. That they do not know. Therefore, they are called fools and rascals. Mūlā. Mūlā nābhi jānāti māme bhapparam abhayam. So, Krishna therefore left his instruction behind him. That these mūlā rascals, after studying Bhagavad Gita, bring understanding. I am keeping behind me. So we should take advantage. Bhagavad Gita. And even though we take advantage, we interpret in a different way. The same business is going on. How to kill Krishna? Instead of understanding Krishna, the endeavor is going on to kill Krishna. Asura, that's why Kamsa. He was always thinking of Krishna. His sister was pregnant and it is foretold that the eighth child of your sister will kill him. So, he was thinking of Krishna as the eighth child, but with a purpose to kill him. That is the business of the Asuras. How to wipe out Krishna? Kamsa philosophy. So we have got to follow Kamsa philosophy. We have to follow Krishna philosophy. Then our life will be successful. Anukullena Krishnanusilanam Bhakti Yuttama. Anukullena, favorably. Favorably to think of Krishna. As Krishna says, Manvana Bhagavan Bhakta Madhyajimang Namaskuru. This is favorable. Krishna never say that like my uncle, Kamsa, you think of me, how to kill me. Krishna does not say that. Krishna says, Manvana Bhagavan Bhakta Madhyajimang Namaskuru. That will make your life successful. So here also Krishna says, Maya Sakta Mana Partha Yogam Jinyan Madasa. Asankhayam Samagrama Yathadeya Sasi Tachinu. My dear John, I have already explained in the fifth chapter that to become first class yogi, when Arjuna was advised by Krishna to become yogi, hatha yogi. Hatha yogi means to train the mind how to become Krishna conscious. The mind is disturbed always, this way, that way, mind is going, chanchal, restless. So the hatha yogi system is meant for persons but too much under the bodily conception of life, that I am this body. But then the hatha yoga is there. So that by practicing several sitting posture, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, they can concentrate on Krishna and Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. This is yoga system. This is real yoga. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pasanti jan yogi. He is a yogi. He is yogi in meditation, dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa. Always thinking of Krishna by the mind. And gradually, when he is perfect in samadhi, trance, he can see Krishna. Premanjana Sarita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Vidayesu Vilopayanti Jan Shama Sandaram Machinta Gunasarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamangasa. Shama Sandar, you have come to this temple, here is Shama Sandar's form. You see, always come as many times as you like. See the arati, see the, hear the kirtan, see the beauty, nicely dressed. In this way, the impression of God will be within your mind. Dhyanavastita tadgati. And when you have got this impression, if you always meditate upon Krishna, as Krishna advises, manmana bhavamad bhakta, manvana, always think of me. That is the perfect yoga system. Therefore, at the end of the sixth chapter, Krishna says, योगिनारोगी सर्वेषा मद्गत अंतरात्मा अफाल्ड योगी Krishna and Arjuna was talking, Krishna advised Arjuna to become a yogi, but Arjuna said that Krishna it is not possible. Because I am a politician, I am a soldier, I cannot sit down to practice yoga superficially. My mind will be disturbed in political affairs, in state affairs. So, chanchala himmana krishna pramati balavad viham. My mind is so restless, it is not possible. Then Krishna, to encourage him, said, yogi ramaki sarve sant madgata antarakuna sadhyavan bhajati yujuman samin jittutamo. Anyone who is thinking of me, all right, madhvata antaratmana sadhavan samindhitatam, he is the first class. So we are trying to make our students the first class yogis, always think of Krishna. This is our Krishna consciousness from there. And Krishna is also saying the same thing. Maya Saktamana Pratha Jugung. How you can think of Krishna? All right. That is not possible. Unless he becomes too much addicted. That's like if you love somebody, then you can think of it. All right. Artificially, if I say you think of Mr. John, all right, how will you? Possible. Artificially it is not possible. If you have got some love for Mr. John as a friend, as a lover, or as somebody, a son, or master, or something, then you can think of Mr. John. Otherwise it is not possible. So that thinking, you can if there is relationship with you, with Krishna, so you have to revive that relationship. It is not artificial. Just like these European American boys, Krishna was unknown to them. They are coming from Christian Jews. What they have to do is Krishna. They have nothing to do. But why they are mad after Krishna? They are no longer mad after anything. They have given up everything simply for preaching in your country. They have come here. They have not come as a businessman to exploit African resources like other Europeans. They have come to distribute Krishna consciousness. Why? Why the responsibility they have taken? Because they have learned to love Krishna. This is the reason. Anyone can understand. Otherwise, do you think that poor men, they have come here to earn some money? They are not poor men. The Americans are the richest country. Any third class man, he earns there 400,000 cedis. Any third class. And what to speak of the first class? This is another. The lowest place to a person, whatever qualification, must be at least $4,000. This is their law. So how they can be poor? There is no question of poverty in America. Nobody thinks, what shall I do next? I have no money. Money is there on the street. Go and take it and spend. So why they have come here? Taking so much troubles, because they love Krishna, therefore they are. This is the mayasa, asatva, attached. So we have to increase the attachment. Krishna is already attractive. But we are trying to go away from Krishna. This is our use. Krishna may not touch me. We are so clever that Krishna may not touch me. This is Maya. Big scholars, big politicians, they are writing comments on Krishna's book, Bhagavad Gita, but their aim is very active that Krishna may not touch. This is what. And then why they are writing on Krishna's book? That is their business. Because this book, Gita, is very famous. So if they can distribute their nonsense philosophy through Gita, it will be taken very easily. Otherwise, they do not know Krishna, they do not know what is Bhagavad Gita. But they take advantage of the popularity of Bhagavad Gita and push their nonsense philosophy through. The purpose is to kill Krishna. Nonsense philosophy. So that way, they will never get Krishna. They will never understand Krishna. Krishna says that if you want to know me, asamsayam, samagram, if you want to know me in full, completely, without any doubt, then you have to follow this yoga system, maya tattamana prattva, yogam jinyan madha. Otherwise it is not possible. So all these nonsense speculators, we use purposefully, nonsense, because they are no friends. Simply speculate. God is unlimited. How your mind is limited. What you can speculate. Maybe like this, maybe like that, that's all. Perhaps it is like this. All simply theoretical. It is never possible to know Krishna, God, perfectly and completely by this speculating. It is not possible. If you want to know Krishna or God, when you speak of Krishna, God, so then Krishna's formula must be followed. As it is said here, maya saktamana prasa yogam jinyan madhasa. The principal factor is to become attached to Krishna. Attached means become a lover of Krishna. Then you can understand asamsayam without any doubt. Without any doubt. Otherwise, you'll find there are so many hundreds of religious systems all over the world. Ask any other follower, do you know what is God? They will never be able to answer clearly. Because they do not know God. And if you do not know God, then what is the meaning of your religion? Religion means no God. Dhanmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. One must know God. And one must know what God desires. That is it. That's why you must know your government. And you must know what government wants, expects from you. If you do that, then you are good citizen. And if you don't know what is government, if you do not know what government desires, expects from you, then what is the meaning of your good citizen? There is no meaning. Similarly, to become religious without any clear understanding of God is bogus, is cheating. That is cheating. Sanatana. Therefore Krishna says that if you want to know me, asamsaya, without any doubt, God may be personal, impersonal, or this, that, but you must know it perfectly. Don't say, perhaps it may be like this, perhaps may be like that. That is impersonal. There is no knowledge. So therefore Krishna personally says, Maya saptam vanastha yogam jinyam. This is a yog. This is the first class. Krishna has explained that yoginamati sarvesam adgatam tarasana saddhavan bhajate yumam samini. So saddhavan bhajate yumam, one who is worshipping Krishna with saddha, with faith, complete faith, bhajate, and serving him. So who is that person? A devotee. Without being a devotee, how with faith and adherence and reverence and obedience you can serve Krishna, unless you love Krishna? So maya saptamana prasa. There, we have got attraction for so many things in this material world. Somebody has got attraction for his family. Somebody has got attraction for his wife, children. Or somebody has got attraction for some sporting. Or somebody has attraction for his country. So on, so on. We have got attraction. That is not a new thing. We have got attraction. But we have got attraction in defined subject matter, material. So, this yoga system, bhakti yoga system means you should be only attracted by Krishna. That is what. Attraction is there. Nobody can say that I am no attraction for anything. That is false. Everyone has got attraction. If you have nothing to be attracted, then you keep a cat and a dog to be attracted. That is nature, especially in the Western countries, you see. He has no family, but he keeps one pet dog, a pet cat, because he wants to be attracted by somebody. This is nature. So here Krishna says that you have got already attraction, but in false things, which will not exist, you turn that attraction unto me, then you will get pleasure. You are attracted to something for getting some pleasure. So that pleasure is interrupted because we have posed our attraction in some false things. You have to change that attraction to the real thing, Krishna. Then you will be happy. Mayasam. Mayasam. Mayasam to me. Krishna says, personally. If you attraction means you have to engage your mind. Mayasapta mana. Attraction does not come in the air. The mind. Mind fully engaged in something is called attraction. So, this is yoga, bhakti yoga. And this yoga has to be executed, Krishna says, madasraya. You have to execute this yoga system, taking shelter of me. Me means either Krishna himself or he is representative. Just like Krishna says in the fourth chapter, evam parampara praptam imam rajal sayogati. So, you have to learn this bhakti yoga directly under Krishna or under the direction of Krishna's representative. If you do this, then asamsaya, without any doubt, and samagra, in completeness. Maya saptam asamsayam samagrama yatha agyasasi tatsami. That is Krishna is explained item by item how you can increase your attraction for Krishna. Then you will be able to execute the bhakti yoga system under the guidance of Krishna directly or directed by his representative. Then it will be successful. So one of the Krishna's representatives, Srila Rupa Goswami, he has defined how this attachment can be increased. He has explained sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha. Adu sadhya, because you have come here with some sadhya, some faith. This is required. And you have to increase this sadhya, this faith, more and more. How can you increase? Sadhu sangha. To intermingle with the persons who are engaged in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha. Sadhu means he is a devotee of Krishna. Otherwise he is not sadhu. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, apite sudurācāra bhajate māmananda bhāk sadhu reva samandha. That is sadhu. You cannot create sadhu unless he is devotee of Krishna. Bhajate māmananda bhāk. He is sadhu. So if you want to increase your advancement in Krishna consciousness, then you have to intermingle with the person who is sadhu, who are sadhu, then devotees. Adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha. But sadhu sangha, then gradually you'll be inclined to execute devotional service as the sadhus are doing, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, offering arati, offering food star, dressing, so many things. Savanam kirtanam vishnas, maranam pada sivanam, achanam vandanam dhat. The nine different types of methods, that is called bhajana kriya. And adho sadhya tato sadhu adho bhajana kriya, tato anartha nirtishva. Then, anartha, all unwanted things which you have learned unfortunately, that will be finished. If you mix with intermingle with sadhu, then you will purify and things which are not required at all, artificially you have learned by bad association, that will be anartha nirittisya. Nobody learns to smoke from the very birth. He has to eat something. He drinks milk. The chat. He doesn't say, give me a cigarette. But you have learned it by bad association. This is called anartha. You have learned it, drinking tea, coffee, not from the beginning of your life, but by bad association. Then this is anartha. So if you engage yourself in devotional service, then these things will disappear automatically. You'll find in our temple, we are cooking so many nice preparations, perhaps you have tasted some of them, but you are not preparing tea or coffee or meat, nothing. And these are anartha. What is this necessity? So anartha nevittis. Then you become purified. Then you become, when anartha nevittisya, when you are free from all these unwanted nonsense things, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating, this is anartha. Then you being purified, then your faith in Krishna becomes confirmed. Anartha nivittisya, adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha, Tato bhajavat kriya atanatthani tato nishtha. Then you can find the fixture. Yes. I shall continue, Krishna. Nishtha? How is nishtha? Ativija? No. Ruchi. Test. You cannot do without Krishna consciousness. That is called tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Tato bhava. Oh, Krishna is very God. Sadhukhanavan prima pradhubhavi bhavat karma. This is a way, step by step, increasing perfection of Krishna consciousness. And when you are on the perfectionist stage of Krishna consciousness, then your human life is perfect. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. We reduce sex. Because material life means sex. Janamaitanadigrihamevisukamnitucham. In the material world, not only in the human society, but also in the bird, beast, animal, insect, everywhere, the sex impulse is very strong. And if you indulge in sex life, then you will be complicated more and more in this material body. This is the law of nature. Therefore, fourth Vedic civilization is meant for tackling sex life. First of all, brahmacharya, no sex life. First of all, training is brahmacharya. How to train it to remain without sex? That is brahmacharya. Tapasya brahmacharyena. Tapasya means to remain brahmacharya. This is tapasya. And it's very difficult. That will be called tapasya. Because the whole world is attracted by sex life. Pumsan, Sriya, Mithuna, Bhava. Whole world, not only in this planet, every planet, even in the demigod's planet. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement means not bodily consciousness. The material world means bodily consciousness. How to keep the body incomfortable, but that is not possible. Body means misery. You cannot keep it comfortable. That is Maya. It will never be comfortable, but they are all trying to make it comfortable. This is called Maya. Kresa da asade, ha. So long you'll have a material body, you'll have to suffer. So this Krishna consciousness movement is not on the bodily platform. It is on the spiritual platform. To come to the spiritual platform, it is necessary that you reduce or make mean sex life. So, if one remains brahmachari throughout the whole life, it becomes very easy for him to go back to home, back to home. This is the secret. Therefore, the whole Vedic civilization is based on, first of all, brahmachari, no sexual. Grihastha, that is also very regulated. Only for begetting child, one can have sex. Father, mother, man and woman. So, dharma viruddha kamas mean in the Bhagavad Gita. In fact, Krishna says, the sex life which is prescribed by the religious system, that is aham. Otherwise, it is illicit sex. So, illicit sex, there is punishment. These things are there. So, tapasya means, tapasya brahmacharyena, Samena Dhamenava. We have to control. The more one controls, he becomes advanced in spiritual culture. The yoga system means yoga India Sanjama. Yoga means to how to control the senses. This is yoga system. Therefore Krishna says, Maya Sakta Manapa. So sex indulgence is against spiritual advancement. Therefore you have seen that the brahmachari yoga has become very easy to enter into the spiritual kingdom. So that you can do here also. If you increase your attraction for Krishna, then naturally you lose attraction for sex. That is Krishna consciousness. Therefore Krishna's name is Madan Maha. Madan means sex life. He can enchant him, Madan. So these are things which is the devotee will learn by studying the literature. But even without studying, if you sincerely chant Hare Krishna mantra under regulation, everything, all good qualifications will come. Nothing to do with any physiological anatomy. We have to see that we are advancing in Krishna consciousness. So we have to eat something, we have to eat the remnants of foodstuff taken by Krishna. Prasade sabudukhanam hani vastubhaya. That is our purpose. We do not see to the physiological anatomical condition. That is not our business. That is automatically done.
According to Krishna consciousness philosophy, the first living being was Brahma. And in the Christian Bible, it says Adam was the first man. And he wants to know if in Krishna consciousness scriptures there is any mention of Adam.
No, why you want to tell you is Bible and Krishna consciousness literature? Do you think that Krishna consciousness literature has to tell you in Bible? There is first living being, Brahma. And Brahma has also married Kambu. So you can take it as Adam and Eve, that's all. Why do you want 10% of it? But this nonsense theory that there was a monkey, first of all. Darwin theory. And from monkey, human being has come. This is nonsense. So, any other question?
In some of the religions, the guru, if someone wants to be a disciple, he is being given a sort of beads by the guru himself. Is it possible to get beads through your worship?
Then there are our process. When we accept the disciple, we give him beats, we give him direction.
This mantra which you chant for Krishna and Rama both, but this remains glorifies Krishna's pastime and not much of Rama.
Yes, there is. Vaishnava, Ramayana is also approved. Ramayana is also Vedic literature. Valmiki Ramayana, not any. So we discuss Valmiki Ramayana. In the Bhagavad, there is discussion about Ramchandra's activities. So we are giving Srimad Bhagavatam. There is Ramchandra's activity there. Where is Ramchandra? Which planet he is now? That is also described in the Bhagavatam. It is not that we are without Ram. And our direct worshipable Rama is Balaram. Krishna Balaram. We have opened the temple of Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. So Rama is there. Rama di uttisu kalaniyam ena tishtan nana avataram akarat bhuvaneshwari. Krishna has many, many incarnations. Rama is also one of them. So when we speak of Krishna, it means including all the incarnations. Rama Nishinga Bhara. Everything. Ramadi. Therefore Ramadi. Taking Rama as the original. Murtishu. In such forms. Ramadi Murtishu. Kalani Yamena Krishna. He is existing. Krishna is not alone. He is always existing with his different incarnations. Rama Nishinga Bhara Matsa Purma Swami. So, either you are Sri Krishna, or Rama, Nishinga, Varaha, Matsa, Kurma, anyone, you can worship. No, don't say they don't worship Rama. You never say. Because Rama and Krishna are the same. We shall, in future, we have a hope, we shall start a Ram Lakshan Murti in some temple. That is our worshipable deity. We have got in my room Sri Ramchandra Murti, Sitaram. So, it is not that we are neglecting what is around. There is. Yes? Somebody else?
Srila Prabhupada, Krishna has impersonal glory. His control of everything, all universe, everything. So, why is having this dedicated to everything?
But his control has everything, can do a good power to control all the things. One other all these temples, which are sense of universe, different universe. Why he can control it? He can control everyone. But he has given little freedom that he does not interfere with freedom given to you. Otherwise he can control. It's like in Bhagavad Gita, he'll find, after explaining Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, he's giving the freedom to Arjuna. Jate chasi tatha kuru. Whatever you like to do. He's supreme controller, he can force him to do it. But he doesn't do that. The little independence you have got, you have to utilize it favorably. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvadhammān Puritrajyamāmekam Saranam Dhrajayi, do this. He can possibly make me to do that, but then, because he has been little independence. And he wants that voluntarily you surrender, not by force. That is it. That is, it is not that he cannot control. He can control everything.
When we are preaching to Christian people or to Muslim people, is there advantage in being familiar with their scriptures or simply unrecognition of others?
We are not preaching to Christian or Hindu or Muslim. We are preaching to human beings. We do not see here is a Christian, here is a Muslim, here is a Hindu, here is a white man, here is a black man. No. Every human being. His duty is to understand God. This is our duty. This is our preaching, that you are living being, you are part and parcel of Krishna. This designation that you are Hindu, you are Muslim, you are Christian, you are this, these are all designations. Actually, you are living being, part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, your main duty is to understand Krishna. This is our preaching. You are not going to convert Hindu into Muslim, Muslim into Christian, no. That is not our use. He may think that he is Christian, he is Hindu, he is Muslim, but we think that he is a spirit soul, part and parcel of God. That is stated in the word. Vidyadhinaya sampanne brahmani gavihastini sunichita sapata pandita samadarshina. If one is not a pandit, he does not see Hindu, Muslim, Christian. I went to America. I did not go there to turn the Christian to become Hindu. No, I never did. Did I say anyone that you are Christian, you become Hindu? No. Never. That is not my business.
We are all part and parcel of God. What would you say is God?
That you have explained. What is God? You have to become God conscious, then you will understand what is God. It is not a so trite thing you ask me and 1 minute you understand God. That is foolishness. You have to study the spans of God. God is not so cheap. Manushyanam sahasrehi kaschidvati siddhaye yatadamati siddhanam kaschidvati maantat. Out of many thousands of men, one wants to become perfect. And out of many millions of perfect men, one can understand God. God is not so cheap. Therefore, Krishna defines, manya sapta mana prasya yogam jinyanu madasya asamsaya samadgrama yadhagasya. If you want to know God, without any doubt, completely, then you have to adopt this yoga. So first of all, come to this yoga. Then speak of God, understanding. It is not such easy.
Krishna consciousness is the ultimate teaching of God or Krishna.
Yes, that is Maya Saptamana. That is Esme. No, you have not read Bhagavad Gita. Did you read?
I was Krishna.
Did you read Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah,
then why do you say like that?
I was Krishna.
What does he say?
how come in the educational, theoretical, and theological records, Krishna consciousness is not mentioned for several reasons?
Krishna consciousness is always there. You are there who is calculating with reference to your age. But Krishna consciousness is there in the fourth chapter, you read, Himam Vivasate Yugam Prakramana Homopayam. I spoke the Krishna consciousness science, first of all to the sun god. Then, have you said, for 5,000 years? And there is reference to the mono. And if you take all these advanced calculations, then it becomes that 40 millions of years ago, Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna to this temple. Have you got 40 million history? You haven't got even 5,000 years history. Your history is so imperfect. You don't bring it into historical reference. It is eternal.